Welcome to today's public affairs program here on KNDY. I am your host, Max Blasky. Today, I will be joined by Dan Thalman, publisher and owner of the Washington County News, who recently started a new conservative website with two other newspaper owners here in the state of Kansas. Dan, welcome to the show. And I guess before we get too far into it, why don't you explain exactly what you guys are doing and what it's called and that sort of stuff?
Dane Hicks, who's the publisher of the Anderson County Review and Garnett, and Earl Watt, who's the publisher of the Leader in Times in Liberal Kansas, we got together. We've been talking for a couple years about the need for a news and opinion product that, I guess, better reflects what we think are typical Kansas approaches to news and views. And so we created what's called the Kansas Informer. And it's basically a free website that you can find at caninfo.com, and can is with a K.
And I guess, was that an important part for you guys to say, we want this accessible to everyone?
So it's easy to get news on the internet anymore, and all of us have been in the news business for over 20, 25 years. And we just decided, you know, after reading a lot of what is put out across the state and that sort of thing, that we just weren't getting what we felt was the real story behind some of the headlines that we saw. And finally, after just talking through some options, we decided to go ahead and do this and make it available to everyone.
This might lead me into it. I know you said you guys had been talking about it for a while and you talked about why you wanted to do it, but I guess how did those conversations even get started amongst the three of you about wanting to, you know, produce something like this?
I guess I just have to say that being a conservative newspaper publisher is, it's just kind of a unicorn thing. And so many years ago, we would run across each other's views and realize, oh, here's someone else who kind of speaks our language. And it's always unexpected because it's just, our industry is just not really conservative. So we would be together at a Kansas Press Association event or something like that. And it was pretty common for someone to make a comment that was very leftist. And we would look at each other across the room and roll our eyes, but we would just know this is where we're at. And over time, it got frustrating, and the discussion started, and that's how we finally decided, you know, maybe there's something here that could be an opportunity for us to get some news out and do what we love doing.
And I know it's probably early on, but I guess feedback on this, have you, you know, had any yet?
Oh, yeah, we have, and it's been very positive because there has been a lot of frustration by folks following the news because just trying to find something that from a foundational standpoint comes, you know, is more reflective of what people think. You know, if we're talking like a tax issue, a social issue, a Second Amendment issue, you know, when we cover it from the angle of, you know, liberty-minded, constitutional-minded type of people, while what we've seen is people coming at this angle, you know, state media coming at these sorts of topics with a very different frame of mind, and it comes out then in the story. So, you know, we love our industry. We love what people do. We can acknowledge when there's good reporters out there, but when you start with a fundamentally different state of mind, then that definitely impacts the writing.
Why was this the right time to do it? You talked about legislative going into it, but it was just kind of, you know, hey, we got all our thoughts together. Let's get it out there.
Yeah, like I said, we've literally been talking about this for a couple years at least, and we didn't quite know what angle to take with it, whether we should do a hard copy product, a website, a Facebook page. You know, we just couldn't quite figure it out, and it just took time. And so we did decide, you know, we wanted to get this going before the next legislative session here in Kansas, but then coming into an election year, politics will be on the top of people's minds here in 2024, so we thought, if we're going to do this, let's get it rolling right now. So we're definitely ready to go.
And I guess just a quick reminder, where is it at again?
It can be found online on caninfo.com, and that's can like Kansas with a K.
I would like to thank Dan Thalman for being my guest on today's public affairs program here on KNDY Radio. You can find this and other public affairs programs downloadable as a podcast on our website, kndyradio.com. This has been Max Blasky. Thank you all for tuning in and have a great rest of your day.